Welcome into Jags in the Roundtable. JP Shadrick, Brian Sexton, John Osier. Plenty to get to. We'll start off with the man back in charge. Tom Coughlin is back at the top of the football world here in Jacksonville, and a big change already.
Well, you knew he would set a tone, and anything we're going to say will do a disservice to the way he set a tone. He's clearly the guy in charge. It's clearly about winning. Everybody heard the quote. What else would it be about? The tone is set, and he's the guy in charge. They talked a little bit about the 53-man roster and some of the details of that. Coughlin is over football operations, all of that entails. I don't expect it to be a lot of battles, but he's the guy.
Everyone will focus on that quote, and it was terrific. It was vintage, Tom. But I don't want them to miss this one. The question was asked of Tom, what do you think of your quarterback? And Tom said, we're not talking about evaluations today. And so the guy went to Doug and said, what do you think about your quarterback? Mm-hmm. And he stopped and he said, Tom said, we're not talking about players today, right? If there was any question about who was setting the tempo and how this was going, it was erased right there and then. It is a very different world on day one.
Dave Caldwell is part of that world still. 2 years extension as the general manager here. We learned a little bit about how that group will work together. It will work as a team, Tom Coughlin said, but for Dave Caldwell, it's a different area.
Well, he's going to have to swallow some pride. I mean, that was his sandbox and his sandbox alone, everything that football operations was about. And now Tom comes in, and it's Tom's sandbox, and Dave's going to have to share it. It takes a big man to be able to say, you know what, I still want to be a part of this. Mm-hmm. I think part of that is Dave knows he's got a good roster. He is giving Doug Marrone and Tom Coughlin the fruits of his labors from the last 4 years, and it's pretty good. There's some questions, but it's pretty good, and he wants to be here to see it through.
It's a good roster, and it's a roster that is in good shape salary cap-wise. It's young. It's built correctly in the sense that you can get rid of contracts that you don't like. It's not going to get cumbersome. There's going to be a lot of talk about how the 53-man will work and what if there's disagreement. It usually doesn't work like that. It's not a case where somebody's coming in and going, I'm the guy, you know. It's clear Tom's in charge. And there will be a working line of communication that it's not going to be a battle situation. It's going to be, hey, these are the guys we like. Gradually come to a head. Yeah, this is the guy we like.
Remember, Tom was quick to point out. He jumped on that question and said, we'll work together as a team to come to a conclusion. Tom wasn't even saying, it's me.
Right.
It's me. Shad said, it's Tom,
right?
Right. If they can't agree, it's Tom.
Tom couldn't have said team more. And that's his thing. And that's how it'll work. Nobody's going to have to guess who's in charge anyway.
Absolutely. No, he's clear right now.
That's right. Doug Marrone, part of that team, is the full-time head coach now. Tom Coughlin had two guys apparently in mind and recommended them. Marrone was one of those guys. And even after the vetting process, Marrone came out on top in this coaching hire.
Well, and as I was writing today, and I think we talked about it on the show earlier, JP, it because of the enormity of Tom coming home, and it's Jacksonville and what he meant, that's been the overall story today. But Doug Marrone is a mammoth part of this story, and as time goes on, will be the face, the speaking voice. And it's equally important to Tom being here. So let's not lose sight of that. He just as much as Tom set his own tone today when he had the comment about, I hope players are watching. And this is what I expect. This is what I want. Those were the two big moments to me. And Doug Marrone, within the context of Tom being there and clearly being the guy in charge, showed what he's going
to
be.
We have to see results to be able to say that this is a perfect marriage, right?
Sure, yeah.
But without those, in the absence of those, boy, it sure looks like
sure.
it. I mean, they have very similar personalities. They obviously have some football heritage through their days at Syracuse together. And Doug alluded to that fact that he was excited to work with Tom. That's all it takes with Tom.
They were both, as we talked to him after the fact, JP, on our one-on-one sessions, you kind of tell both with Tom and Doug, they didn't mind being there, but they were ready to get downstairs.
Yes.
I mean, there's festivities today and all that, but this stuff today is not what those two guys are about.
Tom said it, and you can see the look in his eye. He says, we're blessed to have this opportunity, right? The facilities, the roster, the salary cap, the ownership. Man, he didn't waste any time. He was, boom, gone.
And I asked Tom late, can it happen fast? He thinks it can. He thinks winning can happen pretty soon.
The times, they are a-changin'. The Jaguars...
No, they're changed.
Oh, it's done. Yeah,
it's
they're
done.
They're changed.
It's done, baby.
Yeah, they're not changing. They are changed, and that's it for Jags of the Roundtable.